It's extra fitting because Matt Meilstrup is a redhead, see? Dropkick Murphy's a little St. Paddy's Day, shipping up to Boston. He's the harbor pilot or the port pilot, depends on who you ask, which it is. But Matt Meilstrup, good friend, and a really, really interesting job he's got. Brings in all the big ships when they have to go into port or leave and go out the Pensacola Pass. Matt, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks, Andrew. What a great choice of song. The captain of the vessel we just brought in last night is actually Irish.
Oh, perfect. Okay. All right. Very good. By the way, what do you prefer, harbor pilot or port pilot or something else?
They both work just fine.
Okay.
Either or.
And a retired commander in the U.S. Navy, right? Commander?
Captain.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, retired captain
in
the U.S. Navy.
No, sir.
I'm giving people demotions all over the place. All right. So you brought in a boat yesterday, brought in a big ship yesterday, the Deep Energy. Tell us about it. People are seeing it at the port. What are they seeing?
Oh, it's a fascinating piece of equipment. It's a very specialized vessel for laying pipe on the floor of the ocean. And it's built for the North Sea, but does work in the Gulf here and then across the globe. In fact, their next job is going to be in Mozambique off Africa.
Huh. So when you say
– yeah,
Go ahead.
Yeah, what you see is you have a ship there that's built around two enormous drums. That are basically wrapped with pipe, steel pipe. They'll tension it and they'll bend it around those drums. 2,600 tons on each drum.
Wow.
So that's like two very large airplanes loaded for each drum, equivalent weight. And then at the back end of the ship, the aft part of the ship, you have a tower and it has a big wheel on top of it. So as they pull the pipe off, it's all spooled on those drums. It straightens it. And then it starts to lay it down on the floor of the ocean. So very, very interesting ship.
Okay, I'm stuck on the idea of metal pipe that is wrapped so it's circular around these big spools and then gets straightened to be laid down on the floor of the ocean in what's a somewhat flexible, but I'm stuck on that part. Like, is the metal just that flexible, or is it actually reshaped in the laying process?
Well, obviously, I'm not a pipe engineer.
Okay, fair enough.
Different types of pipe.
Right.
Some of it's flexible, and some of it's actually metal.
Okay.
And they have designed the system under certain tension and angles, and some pretty heady mathematics go into that work. So, for all the kids out there listening, if there are any, study your math and.
They are. They're on their way to school. I hope many of them. Okay, so how long is the ship going to be here? It just came in. It's white, primarily white on top. It's got a red, my brain. The main portion of the ship is red. But how long is it going to be here?
They'll be here a few days, so probably into the weekend or so. They came in for a couple reasons. They're swapping out people. They're normally based out of Theodore. That's where they load the pipe.
Okay.
They have a specialized system over there to load it. But they came in here for a couple reasons. One, they're going to do some underwater inspection of the hull and some work there. And our water is much clearer than the water they find over in our neighbors to the west. So that's a positive. They also, Pensacola is starting to gain a great reputation as a great place to come for mariners for these short stops. Everything's very close. They love getting out in town and going out there and spending a few dollars at restaurants and shops around and going to the mall, et cetera. So they're here for a couple of reasons. Then they'll head out, and their next job eventually will be over in Africa.
How many personnel are on the ship, roughly? Do you know?
Yeah, I do. They had 126 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
That weighs a little bit, up to about 100, up to 140 max or so, depending on the size of the job and what they do. But they have ROVs, the remotely operated vehicles that go down, and they have everything's wrapped up in one package there.
Very cool. Anything else that I'd failed to ask about the Deep Energy that people can see at the Port of Pensacola right now?
No, I mean, keep up the great work. These ships are very, they're coming here because Pensacola is making a very strong reputation as a good place to come. So keep it up, Pensacola. Well
yeah,
done.
I just love talking about, you know, the opportunity that you and I have had to kind of build a friendship over the last few months, and just the chance to tell people what's going on. You know, I love the idea that people who are driving in from Gulf Breeze or driving down Bayfront, and they just see this thing, and then we can tell them what they're seeing. I find that interesting, and I know I find it personally fascinating. So I appreciate that. And also, I will tell you, and you know me well enough to know that this is 100% true, that there's a part of me inside, the 12-year-old, that chuckles every time you tell me that there's a ship in a port where the guys basically spend all their time laying pipe.
And that's not even going there.
I'll just leave it at that. That's also a part of the Andrew McKay experience. Matt Milestrup, he is the Harper pilot. He is a retired 06 captain in the U.S. Navy. Matt, thank you so much for always informing the audience and being so available. I really appreciate it, and putting up with my terrible jokes.
Oh, Andrew, thanks for the time, and thanks to Lance Scott and Offshore Inland for bringing these ships in. It's great.
Absolutely. And Lance, by the way, Lance is the relatively new now, a couple of months in the job, the port director, so also a retired Navy guy. Thank you so much, Matt. We'll talk to you again soon.
I hope you have a great day.